smaller than a brook? Or is a brook about the smallest?
Yes, it's about the smallest. They call them creeks, brooks. Brooks smaller than a creek.
Okay. What do you call flat, grassy country around the coast? Muddy, grassy.
You mean like we got down here?
Yeah. Now, I mean where the high grass grows, out around rivers and creeks.
Oh, marsh.
What do you call a pair of straps that a man wears over his shoulders?
Galluses. Suspenders. They used to call them galluses.
Okay. What do you call unthickened gravy that's made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat?
Ham. That's red red gravy.
And you said red eye too.
Yeah, they do. Okay. Some people call it red eye. I got ribeye steaks to sell now. So they go back and get those old names of seven. I've got boneless steaks. They call them ribeye steaks.
Uh huh. Yeah. What do you call the liquid that people burn in lamps?
Kerosene, coal oil.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Pinewood Rudolph. They used to raise wild in the wood, family, you know, but crazy.
Are they any good to eat?
Just good to eat. Uh-huh. You catch them up and put them in the pen. Finally, after a while, they'll get to eating the corn and that.
Uh-huh. I imagine they're pretty hard to catch, weren't they?
Oh, yes, you have to use those.
Uh-huh.
But you up until a few years ago, the woods were full of them.
Uh-huh. I think they still are some around.
Well, they are in these swamps, like down the river swamps, Savannah River, and Baltimore, this way.
Uh-huh.
Was able to catch them all. Leave one sow out there.
Yeah, that's all you need.
That's all.
What do you call an itching soreness between somebody's toes?
Round itch.
What do people call homemade whiskey?
Well, they call it so many different things. Well, they call it shine.
Okay. And
moonshine.
And do they have a particular name for bad shine?
Yes, they do, but I don't know what it is. You know, they had some in Atlanta that killed a bunch of people.
Oh, I know. They always having campaigns in Atlanta to stamp it out.
They had, if that fella killed it, you ought to kill them all. You should have killed every one of them to drink.
It's not very smart to drink
that.
They
killed about 40 some of them.
Uh-huh.
Some he made. All that stuff. Some kind of hotch.
Some kind of what?
Hotch.
Hotch?
Hotch, H-O-T-C-H. Hotch.
Okay.
I don't remember what they call it.
Yeah. What do you call things that children like to play with?
Toys.
Now, this next part has to do with verb forms. And what we're interested in is not what you may have learned in school, but just what you normally say. If we were talking about reading a book, you might ask me, has the book been read, right?
By you?
Yeah, if we're talking about reading a book, you might ask me, has the book been
read? Yes.
Yeah, and the answer might be, yes, this morning
I finished it.
Or I read. If we're still talking about reading. Now, if we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been... Talking about buying groceries.
You mean talking about the price?
No, I'm talking about the word buying. So if we're talking about buying groceries, you might ask...
Have the groceries been bought?
Yeah.
Like
and the answer might be, yes, yesterday
I bought my groceries.
If we were talking about eating apples, you might ask me, have the apples been...
Have the apples been washed? I'm washed.